Good morning, Dan. How are we doing today?
Doing well, Gary.
That is good. Hey, I just wanted to throw this out. We had a news story about e-bikes. Are there any e-bikes on RagBri, or is that not allowed?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'd be happy to talk about that.
So are there any?
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of them. Loads and loads of them.
So what do you think?
What do I think about the e-bikes?
Yeah, what do you think? I mean, do you think it's like, well, come on, this isn't biking?
Fine. I think that they're fine as long as the people remember that some of us are pedaling really hard and working really hard. And there's some that get impatient because they can. And that ethics or those manners of the road is probably the only thing. Most people are really, really patient and kind and do it right. But there's a few that get impatient when they have the battery. And that's probably the biggest talking point you hear people talk about. So,
yeah, I would imagine that would be a topic of discussion, no doubt about that. You know, the one thing that got me about RagBri the one time it went by the radio station is just the huge amount of people and the congestion. How do you navigate through that, Dan?
Well, it's really, really tricky. Really, you just have to know your waypoints. You have to know where you're going. You have some meetup locations for anybody you want to rendezvous with. So my son and I talk about it every morning, kind of some spots. We usually try to meet right when you get to the town on the right side is where we try to stop and wait for the other to catch up so we don't get too far separated. And you just kind of work together like that, lots of communication. As far as navigating, RagBri puts out maps ahead of time. We download those all to our phones and save them to the memory so we don't have to be relying on a cell signal. They also have maps that they hand out and will give out to people to carry with them. And then there's a ton of volunteers around. Every single town that's hosting has volunteers around to help with wayfinding, help you find your camp, help you find food, services, whatever you need. And people are so very helpful, so that makes it a lot easier.
That is good to hear. So what is the day for you today? What's going on?
Well, I'm sitting in Marshalltown still. We have not left town. I'm sitting underneath the world's tallest trowel at Marshalltown Trowel Company for cement trowels. The factory is here in Marshalltown, so that's where I'm sitting right now. And we're leaving Marshalltown. We'll be riding to Rhinebeck and then to Jessup, and then on to Independence. And Jessup is our lunch or meetup town today. So just a couple of towns along the route. It is our longest day. We have 86 miles to ride today. It is not as hilly as the first 2 days by a large margin, and the weather is certainly looking to be just perfection today. Yesterday was excellent. There was a very, very light headwind, but enough that it was almost negligible. Today, the wind is going to be light again, but at our backs. High of 75, beautiful sunny weather. You really can't ask for a whole lot more. But it is a long day. And then, of course, once you do your 87, they do have a 15-mile loop option. If anybody wants to get over 100 miles, then you can get your century patch. And special, new for this year, they also have an additional double loop that you can do if you want to get up to 250 kilometers, and that's 159.7 miles, I think, for those that are very ambitious. I am not ambitious to that today. Like I mentioned yesterday, I don't think I'm trained for it, and we embraced sleeping in just a little bit this morning. Actually, was surprised that Vinny was moving slower than myself. He's been up and ready to go every morning, but he woke up this morning. He said, "My legs hurt, Dad."
he's starting to feel the effects as we get to Thursday, huh?
I mean, he's still smiling. So even though his legs hurt, I think he's still having a very good time. He had several people last night ask him if he's going to do it again. He said, absolutely, without hesitation. So that's exciting.
Well, that is great. Again, you're getting toward the final events. And what's a bigger day, Friday or Saturday for you?
Oh, I think that for a lot of us, today being a long day, Friday's kind of the last day that you really want to see friends, have some fun, and embrace all the things that RagBri is, because by the time you get to Saturday, you really are on the downhill slide. You're kind of already thinking about going home. You are tired. Your clothes are all stinky and sweaty and smelly, and it's time for a regular bed. So Saturday, most people are riding those last 30, 40 miles into Dubuque, I'm guessing, thinking about putting their head on their regular pillow at the end of the night.
And finally, and again, we appreciate you do such a great job with these reports. And I know every community goes all out whenever the RAGBRAI comes through. But at the end of the day, is there entertainment? Do they have like bands? Or are there things like that going on at the final stop of the day?
Yeah, so every night, each host town, overnight town, has live music. They had Hairball a couple of nights ago. Last night was the Pork Tornadoes, which I know they've been and played at Wild Rose Casino in Clinton there a couple of times. They're a hugely popular band from Iowa that covers all different kinds of music very diversely and in a really fun way. You know, lots of people do that, and I think it's almost as much for all the locals that work so hard to be the hosts and get everything prepared and set up nice and safe and in a good way. Because the locals and the neighboring communities come out and enjoy that evening entertainment, too. Myself, I personally don't do the evening entertainment very often just because I spend my time looking for the live music and the entertainment along the route and leave my miles and my time and my relaxation along the way. And I get back to town, I just want something to eat, and I want to hit my pillow and get some rest. And so we've had a great week of it. It's been absolutely beautiful, but we haven't been to the live music at the end town. We did go watch live music the very first night in Onawa, the night before we rode. But that night, it's almost kind of hard to sleep with all the energy and anticipation for what's to come. And you haven't ridden any miles yet, so you're not quite tired in the same way that you are the rest of the week.
Well, it sounds like a great game plan, and again, really looking forward to visiting with you on Friday. You'll get the chance to talk to Paul on Saturday. Dan, thanks so much. Enjoy the day.
Have a terrific day, Gary, and I want to just real quick shout out to the bike shop there, the bicycle station up at Jensen's. You know, they do a phenomenal job helping me get ready for this. They've been my bike mechanics. And having Vinny on my regular bike, I had to kind of put something else together, and I had some mechanical issues, and their mechanics and Chad, they're all up to task. They can help source the parts and anything you need, and they were wonderfully helpful to me. You know, Ben's there in town, also does a terrific job. I have another friend that that had some bike issues and wasn't able to get what he needed with Jensen's on the same day, but it just so happened that Ben had his parts there and available and ready to go. So another great resource for the community, but anybody that wants to do something like this, starting at your local bike shop is always a place to begin.
All right, very good, because the bicycle station brings you these reports. Before you hit the bike trails or the open road, make one stop to the bicycle station, 218 Main Avenue in the Lions neighborhood, Clinton. The bicycle station features top quality bikes for every member of your family. They even have electric bikes. The bicycle station can service that bike sitting in your garage and get it working good as new. They also have the accessories needed to enjoy your ride. So make the right decision by coming to the bicycle station in the Lions neighborhood, Clinton.